Do you know, sir, where Lieutenant Cassio lies?
Oh, I dare not say he lies anywhere.
Why, ma'am?
He's a soldier. For me to say a soldier lies, oh, tis stabbing.
Go to, where lodges he?
To tell you where he lodges is to tell you where I lie.
Can anything be made of this?
I know not where he lodges, and for me to devise a lodging and say he lies here or he lies there, or to lie in mine own throat.
Can you inquire him out and be edified by report?
I will catechise the world for him. That is, make questions and by them answer.
Seek him. Bid him come hither. Tell him I have moved my lord on his behalf and hope all will be well.
To do this is within the compass of man's wit, and therefore I will attempt the doing it.
Why should I lose the handkerchief, Amelia?
I know not, madam.
Believe me, I have rather lost my purse full of crusaders. But my noble Moor is true of mind and made of no such baseness as jealous creatures are. How is it with you, my lord?
Well, my good lady, hardness to dissemble. How do you, Desdemona?
Well, my good lord.
Give me your hand. This hand is moist, my lady.
It hath felt no age, nor known no sorrow.
This argues fruitfulness and liberal heart. Hot and moist. This hand of yours requires a sequester from liberty, fasting and prayer, much castigation, exercise devout. For here's a young and sweating devil here that commonly rebels. 'Tis a good hand, a frank one.
You may indeed say so, for 'twas that hand that gave away my heart.
A liberal hand. The hearts of old gave hands. But our new heraldry is hands, not hearts.
I cannot speak of this. Come now, your promise.
What promise, Chuck?
I have sent to bid Cassio come speak with you.
I have a salt and sorry room offends me. Lend me thy handkerchief.
Here, my lord.
That which I gave you.
I have it not about me.
Not?
No, your faith, my lord.
That's a fault. That handkerchief did an Egyptian to my mother give. She was a charmer and could almost read the thoughts of people. She told her, while she kept it, 'twould make her amiable and subdue my father entirely to her love. But if she lost it, or made a gift of it, my father's eyes should hold her loathed, and his spirit should hunt after new fancies. She, dying, gave it me, and bid me, when my fate would have me wild, to give it her. I did so. And take heed, Hunt. Make it a darling like your precious eye. To lose it or give it away were such perdition as nothing else could match.
Is it possible?
'Tis true. There's magic in the web of it. A sibyl that had numbered in the world the sun to course 200 compasses in her prophetic fury sowed the work. The worms were hallowed that did breed the silk, and it was dyed in mummy, which the skillful conserved of maidens' hearts.
Indeed, it's true.
Most veritable. Therefore, look to it well.
Then, oh, to God that I had never seen.
Huh? Wherefore?
Why do you speak so startlingly and rash?
Is lost? Is gone? Speak, is it out of the way?
Bless us.
Say you?
It is not lost, but what, and if it were?
How?
I say it is not lost.
Fetch, let me see it.
Why, so I can. But I will not now. This is a trick to put me from my suit. Pray you let Cassio be received again.
Fetch me the handkerchief. My mind misgives.
Come, come, you'll never meet a more sufficient man.
The handkerchief.
A man that all his time hath founded his good fortunes on your love, share dangerous...
The handkerchief.
You. In sooth, you are to blame. There's some wonder in this handkerchief. I am most unhappy in the loss of it.
It is not a year or two shows us a man. They are all but stomachs and we all but food. They eat us hungrily and when they are full they belch us. Look you, Cassio and my husband.
There is no other way, 'tis she must do it.
And lo, the happiness. Go and importune her.
How now, good Cassio? What's the news with you?
Madam, my former suit. I do beseech you that by your virtuous means I may again exist and be a member of his love, whom I, with all the office of my heart, entirely honor. I would not be delayed. If my offense be of such mortal kind, that nor my service past, nor present sorrows, nor purposed merit in futurity can ransom me into his love again. But to know so must be my benefit. So shall I clothe me in a forced content and shut myself up in some other course to fortune's arms.
Alas, thrice gentle Cassio, my advocation is not now in tune. My lord is not my lord, nor should I know him were he in favor as in humor altered. So help me, every spirit sanctified, as I have spoken for you all my best, and stood within the blank of his displeasure for my free speech. You must a while be patient. What I can do, I will. And more I will than for myself I dare. Let that suffice you.
Is my lord angry?
He went hence but now. Certainly in stranger parts.
Can he be angry? I have seen the cannon when it hath blown his ranks into the air, and like the devil from his very arm puffed his own brother. And he is angry. Something of moment, then. I will go meet him. There's matter in't indeed, if he be angry.
I prithee do so. Something sure of state, either from Venice or some unhatched practice made demonstrable here in Cyprus to him, hath puddled his clear spirit. And in such cases, men's natures wrangle with inferior things, though great ones are their object. 'Tis even so. For let our finger ache, and it endues our other healthful members even to a sense of pain. Nay, we must think men are not gods, nor of them look for such observancy as fits the bridal. Beshrew me much, Amelia. I was an handsome warrior as I am, arraigning his unkindness with my soul. But now I find I had suborned the witness, and he's indicted falsely. The day I never gave him cause.
The jealous souls will not be answered so. They are never jealous for the cause, but jealous for their jealous. It is a monster begot upon itself, born on itself.
Heaven keep the monster from Othello's mind.
Lady, amen.
I will go seek him. Cassio, walk hereabout. If I do find him fit, I'll move your suit and seek to effect it to my uttermost.
I humbly thank your ladyship.
Save you, friend Cassio.
What make you from home? How is't with you, my most fair Bianca? Indeed, sweet love, I was coming to your house.
And I was going to your lodging, Cassio. What, keep a week away? 7 days and nights, 88 hours, and lover's absent hours more tedious than the dial 80 times. Oh, weary reckoning.
Oh, pardon me, Bianca. I have this while with leaden thoughts been pressed, but I shall, in a more continuate time, strike off this score of absence.
Oh.
Sweet Bianca, take me this work out.
Oh, Cassio, whence came this? This is some token from a newer friend. To the felt absence now I feel a cause. It's come to this. Well, well.
Oh, go to, woman. Throw your vile guesses in the devil's teeth from whence you have them. You are jealous now that this is from some mistress, some remembrance. No. In good troth, Bianca.
Why? Whose is it?
I know not neither. I found it in my chamber. I like the work well. Ere it be demanded, as like enough it will, I would have it copied. Take it, and do it, and leave me for this time.
Leave you? Wherefore?
I do attend here on the general, and think it no addition, nor my wish, to have him see me woman.
Why, I pray you?
Not that I love you not.
But that you do not love me.
Oh.
Oh. I pray you, bring me on the way a little, and say if I shall see you soon at night.
'Tis but a little way that I can bring you, for I attend here. But I'll see you soon.
Oh, 'tis very good. I must be circumstanced.